This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, but I'm meaning, hell, it's a good time every week.
Oh.
Not you missed it every week.
I misinterpreted that as well, Rich.
Okay, very good. I was like, did I get defensive for no reason? I don't think so.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, Tyler misses it more than anybody.
Tyler misses it every week. Yeah, missed a good time, hell, every week.
Really that's sucks. It,
let me get out of the way of
you
that
deep
in particular.
Off in that liquor. Can't get to you every time you get deep off in that liquor.
Oh, somebody said, Reggie, they not only stopped scoring, they stopped defending. Hell, they just stopped.
They tried, didn't they?
Oh, man. All right. Well, what don't stop is Sports Radio 610 with fantastic content. And because you talk about having a good time, I know y'all always cutting up on this fine program. So I'll leave you the room to do just that. Appreciation again to D&M Auto Leasing for giving you this crosstalk. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
That's right. The Drive is live. And It's a big, big, big Thursday here in Houston and a huge, huge W last night. I know both of y'all are probably surprised. Y'all just did that. And Brandon Scott's ass, he scurried his ass up out of here. I mean, it was a funeral during the show yesterday. Tyler finally came around.
I was about to say.
You finally came around. Go listen to the 2 o'clock hour.
It's rough.
Go listen to the 2 o'clock hour.
But then the 5 o'clock hour came.
And then, you still lost money on that bet. But go listen to
what bet?
That 15 and a half that you had for Jalen Green.
Still profitable.
That's
night.
Where it felt like the confidence started coming back. But Tyler was like, Tyler wouldn't even give a number. You know, Tyler likes to I give you 3.7. Tyler just said, no, bad. It's over.
I probably would have said like a 2.8 during the 2 o'clock hour.
I'm at a 3-something.
I'm at a 3, man.
I said I'm at a 5. Help, but let's be honest, it's all wrong. I said I'm at a 5. I said the only thing that I'm concerned about is I know Steph Curry's going to get out here and score and play well. Are they going to be able to match it? And hell, Steph's ass came out there for 13 points. And it was, I'll be honest with you, I ain't seen a white flag wave that quickly.
Ooh.
I ain't seen one.
Well, I mean, I by the time I got home, you know, they were already well in that old first quarter, and that first quarter was impressive now.
Yeah.
And so while they were waving a white flag, and there ain't no doubt about it that Kerr was tapping out midway through the third.
He set him on down.
But let's be honest, when them Rockets put up 40-plus in that first quarter and put that pressure on him, it's like, whoa, it made him make a decision. What do we want to do now?
He said he went to Draymond and said, what do you think? And Draymond said, give us 5 minutes.
I don't like the Warriors.
Start the third. Give us 5 minutes. And then if we can't, let's just be realistic about it.
Yeah,
they 5 minutes. They asked right back to that bench.
Yeah, that conversation didn't even had if they don't go put a 40 burger on them in the first quarter, and that was when that happened. You start thinking, should we rest these guys or not? And now that's the scary part is they were completely checked out. I mean, hell, the commentator in the second quarter was talking about Steph may be done for the night in the damn second quarter. I thought he's crazy.
It was
he wasn't too far off.
It was out of hand. No, man, the Rockets, just dominant. We talked about a bit in the crossover. They did have to bring back their starters, but then they shut that down too as well. But they were dominant from start, and so dominant, as we just said, they made Steve Kerr tap out in the middle of the third quarter, and just say, hey, let's go ahead and take this in game six. But Clint, when I look at this last night, we've talked about how many different ways. Hell, you said, hey man, you know, the best version of the Rockets is with Jalen Green, you know, doing his thing and kind of being the guy that's leading the charge. I said in this game, man, I really look at Jabari Smith to roll through. Well, listen, Clint, that's got to be the formula, what we saw yesterday in so many ways. I think the big thing was there was no guy. And really, this team doesn't have a guy. And when it comes down to, hey, we got to have our guys step up big time against their guy, in most cases, they're not going to win that battle. It takes a village for them, and it was everybody, Clint. They're ranging from 26 to 11. And hell, it was Jalen Green who had the 11. Everybody in the starting lineup was in double figures. 26, 25 from Amen Thompson. 26 from Fred, who lost his mind. I think Dylan Brooks had 24. They were all in on this, all a part of it. And that seems to me that has to be the formula for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, hell, what team is it not the formula for? If they all can knock them down, then let's get everybody involved in the party and get on the dance floor.
But even
for
them, though, because they just ain't got one guy that could just carry
it. No question about it. And when you come out and you're shooting 68, 69% from the field and you put that 40 burger on them in the first quarter, that's a huge plus. Yeah, that's the way they ought to play basketball. So, you're right, because I went back, and like I said, I missed the first half of the first quarter, and so I'm driving home, so I go back, and I'm kind of digging through everything, and you're like, man, I mean, hell, I think everybody scored. Several guys got to the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
But I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, Ryan. I need to do it. I got an apology to give out, man. Regardless of what happens the rest of the way, and I'm not going to flop on this, and I know I'm on the basketball side of things, I'm a flip-flopping son of a gun. But Ron, I got to apologize to Fred VanVleet, man.
Oh wow, you don't do a lot of apologizing.
I don't. This is I was disrespectful, and I don't, to be honest with you, I don't even know if my words were as disrespectful as my thoughts really were. I don't know
you
if
kept,
I
you kept some things.
I was borderline disgusted with it, and I mean, you want to talk about a guy that's held this thing together? You want to talk about a guy that you know, in the biggest moments, when the one guy that held the whole fan base and you would think the organization is going, this is our guy, this is our number one player, this is the guy we got to feed, and you just go about your business as a pro, and when it's time, you just start shooting it lights out and putting up monster games, man. And I just owe the man respect. I apologize. Again, I was disrespectful, and it'll never happen again.
How do you think he was disrespectful to Fred VanVleet?
I mean, hell, I'm ready to bench him. I overrated Jalen Green, which it was a mistake on my part, clearly. And disrespected my man Fred VanVleet along the way. And Fred has done nothing but be great ever since I had those feelings that I don't know if my words were – I don't know if my words necessarily communicated the message that the way I felt. But
let's go, Rocket.
I just need to apologize, because as I'm digging last night, you look at that first quarter, you know who knocked down a couple of monster shots early on.
Yeah, and I think – I'm not going to take your apology away from you. You feel that way. You feel that
just
in your heart.
No, there's just no other. Like, if he ain't doing what he's doing, and I'm not even talking about, again, the big point, the outputs. I'm just talking about if he didn't start knocking down some shots, they have zero.
But I also think, Clint, he played better and smarter than he did on some of those occasions. Like, he led the team in 26, but I mean, like he took 13 shots to get to 26. Yeah. Right? You remember that one time he took 19. Yeah. And he just kept taking them and kept taking them, even though he was 2-13.
Well, right now, the way he's scoring, I mean, and really the way Jalen's clearly not, he's got to. If he, He's got to take. He's got to take shots. I don't know if 19 is the answer, but he's got to. He's got to take shots. And I don't know. I was out of pocket.
Again, I'm not going to take your apology. I've tried to make some apologies before, and you've said no, don't take it. Keep it.
Yeah.
No, but in this one, I'll just say he's also played a better brand. Like he's, like you know, yesterday he took six threes. Right, he didn't take 13. I mean, he made four. He took six threes, and he played a smarter brand of ball. Text line coming in. Keep in mind, Fred was the floor general for a team that beat the Warriors in the finals. If Fred would stick to the mid-range shots, he would be fine. No, I mean, he's knocking down shots, and his
three-point percentage the last two games is through the roof. Huge. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you're talking about a bigger sample size than two, but let's be honest. We are squarely in Cancun with our toes up if Fred VanVleet is knocking down perimeter shots.
Galveston,
probably. I mean, that's right. We'd be in
Crystal
Galveston.
Beach.
Yes, driving on Crystal Beach, drinking Mad Dog, and smoking God knows what.
You hear that, Tyler? Just
sounds like a hell of a day to me.
Say Crystal Beach, and then it just sparks. Exactly.
Never had a bad day at Crystal Beach. Now
and Caps cherry apple red, candy apple red, 92 drop top Mustang.
Ooh,
with some
flossing
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, you sound like, and then said smoking God knows
smoke,
what.
Yeah, smoke. Well, I guess nowadays
I'm about to say, I hope you knew what it was.
That's sticky, icky, icky.
I hope you knew what it was. Text line coming in. Ronnie, why are you trying to throw shade on Clint's apology? I'm not trying to throw shade on Clint's apology. I'm just saying sometimes we get into spaces, and many of y'all asses on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch will try to throw stuff at us as if to say, like, hey, at the time, the point we weren't making, did it make sense? Like, I'm just simply saying, to Clint's case, he has changed the way he is playing, right? Like, yeah. He has changed.
Well, he's knocking down shots.
Like, I mean, I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how many shots he took in game four. I would bet in game four, I'd almost bet that he's probably taken less threes in the last two games than he did in that game where he took 13.
I don't know. I bet it's close because he took eight of them in that game four, didn't he?
Close. He took, yeah, he's close. So he took two more in game.
See, he's okay.
He took two more in that game one where he took 13 of them. Then the combined he's taken in the last two, and he's made seven of them. So, I mean, he's just playing a lot better brand of basketball, and he has not gotten himself up to the 20-point shot range. So, I mean, listen, Fred has, as you said, the Rockets are not here if Fred had not come through, especially with the clear dip that Jalen Green has taken. I want to get to that in a bit. He has clearly raised his level, and they wouldn't be here. I'm just simply saying, from the points that you made where you were distraught, where you were like, man, they need to go a different direction. No, he was given every damn reason to go in a different direction. All right, I want to hear this from you all and the people as well. I know Tyler was out watching the game. I know you all were watching the game. Many of you were watching the game. As I said, it takes a village, and everybody played a part in this thing. Is it, Fred, for you, if there's one player that you thought had the biggest impact in game five, getting out to that huge lead, getting up nearly 30. If there's one player that you felt had the biggest impact, who is it? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well.
Yeah, I would say Fred. It was such a weird game, man. This one's hard for me. You know, it's hard. It was fun to watch, and it's easy to eat crow on Fred. But it's hard for me to look at this and go, what did I take from this game? Like, I feel better that you extended the series another game, but the way that they tapped out so early and as hot as the Rockets were, like, is this game ever going to kind of repeat itself? I don't know how indicative this is to the real matchup, but so it's hard for me to draw from it, Ron, but I would go with Fred VanVleet, yeah.
Your big shots. To me, Amen Thompson really.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
he
one.
He just. Like
it's a good one.
He just set the tone. Like his energy, and someone just texted, Amen finally showed up in the series. I think he showed up in game four too, I'll be honest with you. I think we saw a much better Amen Thompson. But to me, his energy, obviously, you know, he gave Steph problems early. I will have to eat some crow. Someone texted in yesterday, this person you could text in and give me hell said, you're underestimating the Rockets' defense. Well, they came out, and that led by Amen Thompson early. I thought he set the tone big time on both ends. Like, I thought to me the clear difference in this game was, I'm going to assume this came from Udoka, but it was like, run, go. Like, let's take the pace up a notch.
Yeah,
Hey, we're in game five of this series, and we got some dudes that have played a lot of minutes. We got some dudes that played in, Steph played in the Olympics. He ain't got much of it. We got a lot of, like, let's get the pace going. And it felt like he led the charge in that. We talked about it. You talked about it with Brandon yesterday. Why does a team like this not get up and down more than they do? And it seemed like he led the charge on that. So Amen Thompson, his efforts early, it seemed like that mirrored where the team was. Just physical, fast, up and down, and made the and the Warriors just could never match the intensity level of where they were.
Yeah. No, it's when that is the case, and again, you get down 20. And hell, they were down 30 pretty quick. Boy, you're spent, you're exhausted from how the series has gone. You're down 30, and you can't keep up with the pace. That's a bad spot to be in. And they noticed it. They recognized it. They recognized it early on. Did you think at some point that fourth quarter Steph was going to get off that bench?
If they got that thing, because I think 13 was the lowest they got it, and then that guy, that key fella, I remember him from Virginia. I mean, that son of a gun couldn't make a layup to save his life. I mean, they were down 13, and he just blew a layup. And I think it led to the whole ejection of the Spencer kid who went headbutt people. But he missed a play. Like Steve Kerr said after the game that, no, you can't do that. You can't put the guys back in. Bull. I believe if that thing got tighter,
if that thing would have got down to 10 with 3 minutes to go, I mean, you'd be a fool not to.
If it would have gotten tighter and come down with, hey, man, we need a three or something, you just gonna keep rolling out there, that Spencer character, or let that thing have gotten to overtime. What, in the playoffs where an elimination game, you're going to sit Jimmy and Steph and Draymond over there on the bench? No, man, he'd made have sent them in there to go run a little bit to get their feet wet. No, I think if they'd have gotten that thing like to the five range, I think he would have at least subbed some of them.
Well, I thought we were going.
Nervous? Did you get nervous when they brought it down? Because it was 13, and I looked down. I said, "Shoot, well, that's a little bit of time left."
No, I wasn't getting real nervous. I mean, it would have got me real nervous if they'd have put them starters back in there. I ain't gonna lie about that. But my nervous part was what we all would almost happen, or what could have happened with the headbutt and the push and all that kind of stuff. Like
somebody could have.
I mean, it starts affecting future games and stuff. I mean, you put those backups in there, and the best thing they could ever do is to, you know, create some kind of issue with the starter for the Rockets and get him you know, some kind of future discipline. Man, that would have been a bad deal. Yeah. I don't know exactly in the NBA what happened,
especially because it was Shingun in the middle of it. If he'd have thrown up, I was wondering. And Draymond, of course, got everybody like, will somebody come off this bench for Golden State? Because it's happening right there. But Draymond immediately is turned around and getting everybody.
Yeah, Spencer, that Spencer key is one of them. Like, you don't want to mess with that. Anybody that has the wherewithal to headbutt you in that situation, he got zero fear.
But that's a fella who's played lacrosse.
That's right. For his whole life. He was going straight for the bridge of that nose with that forehead, too. He was going for it, man. I mean, that could have broke his nose if he'd hit him flush.
That Spencer character has played very few minutes, but he is, I mean, he has been in it.
He's made a real name for himself, hasn't he?
Tari Eason, he did something to Tari to make him fire that towel at him in that exchange. And I was listening to Brandon Scott, who was at the game. He told me, he was like, yeah, man, that Spencer dude, he was doing a whole bunch of jawing and talking.
Yeah.
And then out here, he got himself ejected after a headbutt. And he ain't making too much money. Your ass got a fine coming. And a fine that you could probably do without. All right, we will, I promise you, continue to cover this huge, huge win as the Rockets win Game 5 and extend this series and head to San Francisco with the Warriors for Game 6 coming up on Friday. But I was at the doctor's office with the kids today, and I just, for some reason, sitting there, had an offensive line thought that came to my mind that I wanted to bring to the people. And it's an offensive line thought that deals with trust. Who do you trust? I'll explain with this.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That means coming up next.
Let's get it on, baby.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we discuss, hey, the Rockets, huge, huge W last night. For, I think, very fair reason, there were some who had their doubts. But they came through, and man, they won it easy. We'll continue to recap that and look at what happened there and get ready for game six. But, Clint, I'm looking at the Texans team as a whole, right? And, right, we can look at this, right? And as you're sitting here listening to this, when you look at every position group here, there is at least a player that you look at and if not trust, and not just in some position groups there's multiple, but a player that you, if not at least trust, but at least feel, you know, somewhat good about, right? There's someone you feel good about. Now, for Clint and for many of you, maybe the tight end position is somewhere that would fall out of that. But I don't, even still with that, like, Dalton Schultz is a, he is still a.
I love Clint's disdain for this man.
Right, he's in it. He's probably, his whole career has been in a, like, slightly above average tight end, and at worst, an average tight end. Like, you know, like, you ain't just in the dumps with that. Now, I will leave that to be determined by yourself. But at quarterback, obviously, you have someone you trust and feel good about, right? At you know, running back, there's Mixon. At the receiver position, there's Nico, there's Kurt. Right, the running back position, I said Mixon, like, you know, on the other side of the ball, D-line, you feel good with Will Anderson and Daniil, and linebacker core with Azeez Alshire and the rest of the gang. And then, you know, there's Stingley and the safeties out there. Who is that guy on the offensive line? Who's the guy on the offensive line right now? 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on that. Who's the guy on the offensive line that you're like, all right, hey, there may be some struggle somewhere, but I feel good about him. Like, I know it's been annoying, but you felt that way with Laremy Tunsil, right? Like, over the past several years, you look over, it's like, all right, I know Laremy Tunsil's going to be good. Like, I feel good there, and maybe there's some other places. When you look at they got Cam Robinson, Blake Fisher, Trent Brown, the guards, Tomlinson, Ed Ingram, the tweeners they have that can play multiple spots, Titus Howard, Juice Scruggs, Ursay, the kid they just drafted out of Minnesota, Jarrett Patterson. Is there anybody? Who do you look at and feel the best about on this offensive line? Or is there a guy for you?
I think Cam Robinson, the guy that's going to make the most money with the outside of Titus Howard, right? I mean, I think it's Cam Robinson for me. I do think he is a good left tackle. I think he's more than enough of a replacement for Laremy Tunsil. That the trade-off there, I would take the talent gap for a guy that The thing is I don't know, Ron, if Cam Robinson is more than just a good tackle. Because what you need in that room is a professional. What you need in that room is a leader. What you need in that room is an alpha. And I don't mean this guy that walked around beating his chest and is or claims to be one of the best in the league, but a guy that comes in every day, the rest of the guys in that room look up to him and respect the hell out of him for having been in the league and the way he carries himself and the family man and father figure that he may or may not be, and you know all of those things that what this group needs is that alpha to look up to, and I have no idea if Cam Robinson is that guy.
But you do feel good, just at least from on the field perspective.
Yeah,
he's somebody that you don't like. He's maybe a guy that you don't like worry about.
Yeah, no. Look, Cam Robinson at tackle. I don't go into the season and go, oh man, we're gonna have some problems at left tackle. I don't. Titus Howard is another one, whether he plays right tackle or
I was gonna
or
say,
either
does
guard.
Titus fit in there?
Yeah, Titus is fine with me. I don't.
To me, it's depending on where he plays.
Yeah, I'm even fine with him at guard. In terms of being concerned, I would be okay with him at guard. And the other one that I think I'm getting there with is Juice Scruggs at guard. I'm not there yet. I feel really good about Juice Scruggs, his future here in Houston. I think he's going to end up being either a center guard, one of the two, obviously, and I think he's going to be a dog in this O-line room. I really do. I think he's built right. I think he plays the game the right way. The temperament's there for some reason, and it's not been consistent play because if he's not been injured, we've seen some rough stretches there. But for whatever reason, I feel Cam Robinson number one, Titus Howard number two, and then I would go I got a good vibe that Juice Scruggs is going to be one you can lean into.
Yeah, I want to say Titus, but it's just to me depending on where he's playing, right? Like for me, like if Titus was playing right tackle, I'm not saying Titus is, you know, the best right tackle in football or anything, but like for the most part, I feel like he's just not going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, all right, like I'm not going to be worrying about that over there all the time. He may get beat sometimes, but I don't think he's going to blow the game for you.
Right.
Right. Like, but if he's playing guard, I don't know how I feel about that yet. Cam, I'm with you. Cam Robinson is probably the one, if he plays the left tackle position, that I feel like I know the most when I'm going to get and that he is going to be a solid player.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be at least a solid player. Lakin Tomlinson and Ed Ingram, I don't know. You know, Jarrett Patterson. Someone texted in, I feel pretty good about Jarrett Patterson. Jarrett Patterson would probably be, if he's playing center, I feel like I know what I'm going to get from him.
Yeah.
And he's not gotten really destroyed. So as we're talking through this, I like Jarrett Patterson maybe more than I thought. Juice Scruggs. My thing with Juice is what we have yet to see is I do think that Mahler is in him. I think he has played a lot thinking and not just, you know, playing. So I do think that's probably played a role into him to where he's not just, all right, see person, see yeah. whatever, and go hit. I think he's probably a step behind because he's thinking a lot. But I would say Cam. Cam is the one for me that I look at. Someone text in, I'm optimistic about the O-line as a whole, but you can't say you feel good about a single one individual. Okay. The O-line coach was already under pressure. He probably felt relieved that he got helped through the draft. Someone text in, he may not start, but what about Trent Brown? He can be a leader. Someone else, Champ Slice, text in, I think Cam Robinson is going to rebound since he isn't learning a new scheme during the middle of the season.
Yeah. I think, again, just kind of getting away from your original question, my answer to your original question is Cam Robinson to start with.
Yeah.
But when you look at this offensive line overall, to me, they're a surefire guard away from really having me sold.
Yeah,
I mean, I as I've said many a time, I think the Laremy Tunsil move is powerful, but you can't just remove Laremy Tunsil from the mix.
Oh, yeah,
and throw a bunch of one year contract guys at it and think it's going to get better.
Yeah, they're one bona fide. Yes. I know exactly what he's going to be, above average player away from filling.
And maybe, and to your point, maybe it is one of these guys they brought in, and it just, the change of scenery is going to work wonders. I don't know, but it just, until I see that, I'm not. Yeah. I can't get there.
Off what we've seen.
Yep.
Them do it stuff. No, that's it. Yeah, Cam Robinson, I would think I would agree is that guy. But yeah, Patterson at center is not a bad thought either. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on The Drive, a team that the Texans may have to deal with looks like they have a contingency plan to what is really what amounts to their offseason right now. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we'll get a little thoughts about Jalen Green. A little thoughts about Jalen Green and his performance last night to see our thoughts. That's coming up at 3 o'clock. Do want to let you all know that here at Sports Radio 610, we are proud to partner with the Insperity Invitational. It is happening at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. This weekend, some of the best. Steve Alker, David Duvall, Ernie Els. We talked to John Daly the other day. And many more of the PGA Tour champions, best, are on the course right here in town for an incredible weekend of championship golf that is teeing off tomorrow. Tees off tomorrow. Entry to the tournament is free. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more information, head to InsperityInvitational.com. So it should be fun. It should be fun. I know we got a couple of people going out there going to be a little VIP coming up, and we'll enjoy.
Yeah, that's one way to do it, man. If golf does it for you, if it tickles your fancy, man, you probably should have been listening to one of them VIP tickets. And if you can still get some somehow, some way, I advise you do. That's
cover.
That is the way to do it now.
Food,
whether it's rain or sun, boy, that cover. Yeah, drinks and food.
Come on the 18th, come on.
Chair back, little seat with that old back.
Oh, do they?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. It's
yeah,
top of the
I
line.
I got to go. I got to go invest in one of them. One of these AAU tournaments. I've seen these parents who've been here before.
They come equipped.
Huh? Oh yeah, real comfortable ones too. Probably got them at Academy Sports in that door.
Probably.
Get them there.
And if they did, you know, they got it at a price that they'd love. No question.
It's always ready, Arch. Always ready. I'm listening to this. I was listening to In the Loop earlier, and they made me have to dress myself. I don't know if this is something. I think this is the only time that I listen to music.
What's that?
Is when Tyler is bumping back.
Really? You don't listen like in your car ever?
I don't. I'm listening to them, and they're talking about like, hey, when new music comes out, they were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, dude, that is something that was a big part of my life. I do not listen to music. Like, literally the only time I listen to music, I think, and I get into it, is like right now. Like, he's giving me that Outkast right now. And, like, it's when Tyler bumps back every day.
Little Andre 3000.
Like, I don't,
I mean,
like.
When you're smoking meat, what do you do? What are you doing?
There's, like, a game on, maybe. I'm listening, like, I've got the TV rolling where I can hear it on the game.
Hmm.
And I like, even now when I go for walks, runs, mostly walks,
yeah,
workout, I'm listening to a podcast.
Yeah,
I'm listening, workout,
run, walk, any kind of exercise on the back patio, even just with the fam.
Still listen to music?
Oh
often.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I did.
Absolutely.
I am. I get in the car as soon as I leave here. I listen probably to multiple sports podcasts in my route home.
Yeah. I mean, if I've got a music flaw, it's going to the same playlist. You know, I've built a nice kind of chill playlist. I got one for the pool, got a nice chill one, and either of those two. It's the same. I got to venture out a bit. By the way, Bailey Zimmerman and Big X, The Plug. Have y'all heard that song yet? No. That those two collaborated on?
Good tune.
The country rap collaborations that are going on right now. I'm not big on this country EDM stuff that's coming out now. Some of the biggest country artists are starting to do this.
Damn glow stick music.
Yeah, they're like Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, all these big time artists are going into that. Tyler, they're including all that EDM really? In the festivals and their music. Yeah,
I haven't heard that. That's interesting.
I'm not a big fan of that. But boy, you get me a good, because I grew up on country and rap, one into the spectrum of the other. When you put them two together, Morgan Wallen's got he's got not that first one he put, that's a good one, but the more recent one, Whiskey Something Whiskey, that is a great collaboration. And that Bailey Zimmerman, Big X the Plug, is, I wasn't hip to Big X the Plug until recently.
He's a big fella.
I've not
heard that song. I've actually seen it on social.
I can get
like,
down with that.
Here we go. Champ Slice. I'm with Show. I haven't really kept up with music in years. Lauren, come on, run. Throw some music on. It'll do you some good. Text line sounds boring as S Show. I don't know. It is a weird thing. I am not. I'm not really. Only time maybe I'm really led is if I'm like maybe if I'm about to go out somewhere and maybe I want to get into the mood, but.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Like, I'm listening to them earlier. They're like, yeah, I just tend to listen to the same stuff all the time. Like, yeah. I don't listen to anything new. I just don't listen. I know when I leave here, there are probably, and a lot of it is work related, but there are probably different things that I'm listening to.
Yeah.
That I get in the car and listen to on the way in. And then, like, I don't just have a, like, I'm just, no.
That mood thing you mentioned, though, like, for me, like, I have to work in some music. I mean, don't get me wrong. I listen to sports talk radio, like, the majority of the time. But if I don't work in some music, some tunes, it's bad for my mentals, man.
Well, I'm not saying you're right. I just thought about it. I'm like, when is the last time I've, like, legit listened to music? And I thought, when Tyler bumps back.
You're like, damn, refresh your music, bro.
I went to the cookout.
Would you even know where to go?
Yeah, I mean, I've got Spotify. I've got all that. I mean,
but where would you go? Like, well, I mean, I'm be honest with you, if I didn't have like my playlist built, I'd have a tough time.
Yeah, I'd go to like Spotify or my Apple Music. Like when I do it, and I'll be like, all right, let me listen to this. Let me listen to
the difference for me, Ron, with music is there's not one genre right now.
And I was on fire, Clint, when we went and saw Bun B. Yeah. I mean, I was in that suite just letting it go.
Well, it's just where you should.
But then I ain't probably listened to music.
It's hard to not let go in a suite.
I probably have not listened to music since.
That's a crying ass shame. You need to figure some things out in your world. You got a lot of problems. You got a lot of responsibility though, man. You blowing and going with the kids and I'll be honest, there's not one genre right now, to be completely honest with you, that I can put on, because I'm an Apple Music guy. And I can go to whatever genre I want in like today's hip hop, today's country, today's whatever.
Yeah.
I can't go 5 minutes in today's stuff.
You can't?
Nope. Now the artist that I like, you know, I found the Bailey Zimmerman Big X the Plug thing because I was looking for collaborations like that, country and rap collaborations. You know, the artist that I like, I can go with an artist, you know, playlist. That's cool. But just, hey, man, let me try this genre right here. I can't get 5 minutes into it. Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's I don't know, it's weird. Someone texted in and said, Show the Carter 6 is coming out next month.
I will be all over that
one. I might dabble into that. I might step into that.
It has been a minute since I've been anticipating.
But I might have to set an alarm or force myself because I'll remember it.
I'll be all over that one. There's a handful of artists that have aged better than most.
Yeah.
Wayne's one of them. I'm not saying he's better than he used to be. I'm saying like Wayne, Jay, obviously, Eminem. I mean, they just seems like the same person, and it's still gold.
I want to see where Wayne is.
You ain't sure?
Yeah, he's just kind of caught me off guard a little bit with the look and everything. I am wanting to listen to that to see if he still has it. Like if he still can make new music and still has it. So I don't know. Look, man, I think I need to. Like, I think I'm gonna get into the car today and go away from what I normally do. Try to hit some music. Try to do some music. I probably won't. Yeah, but I'm trying to. I may try to. Nah, man, it's a weird thing. Yeah, text line coming through said, you know what? I found myself doing that too. I'm sitting here trying to think the last time I listened to music. That's at least what I'll do. When I go work out, I'm going to move it to music. Because I know people be looking at me going like, hey, who is he going off to? I'm talking and responding to whatever the hell I'm listening to.
Yeah, I mean, he's over it. That's what I think to say. Most people just like to listen to music and relax. Like, you listen to stuff and you debate them.
Yeah, I'm debating them, writing it down. How can I use that?
Ooh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Gotta get better, man. I need to change some things up. It would relax things a bit. All right, coming up, Jalen Green. Jalen Green last night, a lot of us had feelings and thoughts almost to the point of, hey, he's going to be the difference in the game. Well, he wasn't. 27 minutes, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. 3 of 8 shooting, just like he was in game 4. 3 of 8 shooting. What's your feelings about what Jalen Green did last night? Your feelings on Jalen Green. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?